a lot of times when we think we're struggling with issues and we deal with them, I guess, symptomatically, instead of understanding they're part of a bigger picture and they're part of a lot more. And the problem is when you deal with things just the gufa shel inyan, the problem keeps coming back, or the problem keeps popping up again and again. And a lot of times, because we don't understand what it really is, and we keep on dealing with, I guess, very, very shallow symptoms of it. I'd like to explore a certain inyan to help understand ourselves better, and I think it'll have a lot of ramifications in a lot of different areas. I want to start with a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk itself is darshened in a very deep way in the Zohar Kaddish. I want to use a simple understanding of what he says. Binagetas. The pasuk is in Tehillim Lamites. It says like this. So the klolius of the parasha is about a person's days being numbered and so on. It says, Ach kol hevel ko adam nitzav sela, ach bit selam yishalach ish, ach hevel yamoyu nitzvah lei me oisfei. So the pasuk says a person walks bitzelem, and everything he gathers is hevel and so on. Doesn't understand himself who's going to eventually get it. The pshuto shel mikra, the way the pashtarim darshen it, it's going on a person being oisef wealth and doesn't know where it's going to go and so on. The word bitzelem, the way the Balei Pshat explain it, is either miloshen darkness, like tzalmoves, with some sort of loshen, or some negative loshen. The Zohar Kaddish says in a few places, and again, the inyan that he speaks about is a very dehoib inyan, but parallel to it, I think, is an inyan that goes deep to Krech Nefesh of a person. The Zohar Kaddish says that Kidein Rucha Nochsa V'chad Tzulma Ime, when a person comes into this world, when his ruach comes into this world, a tzelem comes with him. That tzelem follows him from birth around, and is always with him. And when that tzelem is mistalik, the person is mistalik. In other words, it's like Rabbi Bechaya that he speaks about the tzelem, the tzel that's missing on Shnei Rabba. But he speaks about some sort of tzelem that associates with a person, and it's what keeps him going, and it's what makes him alive, so to speak, drives him, and when it's mistalik, the person is mistalik. So that's an inyan that's beyond us. But Rishonim, Rabbi Bechaya, and Ramban, it brings down in different places, they associate this word of Betzelem over here close to the meaning of Betzelem Elokim. In other words, the word Betzelem, the type of sense, what you would call in modern language the gestalt of a person, that's what accompanies a person, and that's the Lashon Tzelem. And I'd like to try to understand it a little bit in a way that is deals with a person's koyches hanefesh and what a person is. If we ask ourselves, what makes us go? What drives us? So we would tend to take a particular thing and say, for this. So a person is standing on a hot day and there's a cold drink. So he's motivated to pick up the cold drink because he has a taiva fit, he has a cheshek fit, and so on. The things that we have around us that we have some sort of taiva for, some cheshek for, the taiva, the cheshek drives us for it. That is a very limited hesba for certain very specific inyanim. So what made me get this piece of this glass of cold water? I was thirsty. What made me run after this aveira? I had a taiva. fine. Those are pointed explanations for specific situations. But what makes a person go? What makes a person? What's mark of a person's life? So a person has a certain dogma of a tzura that he would like to be. And there's a certain demus that a person has, that a person projects, and the desire to get to that demus is what's makif the entirety of a person's motivations. In other words, let's take a simple one. A young boy is in yeshiva, and somebody pumped him up with a demus of a godly dor, and that's what he would like to be. A person gets older, a person gets more mature, so somewhere along the line, the person picks a tzura, a demus. Can be specific, can be more general, of somebody or something that A, is praiseworthy, noteworthy. So if everybody feels that such and such a person is meshubach, and I feel I can be that, then that becomes the tzelem. That becomes the tzura that drives a person. So two conditions. First of all, so Lamosh, let's go back to the child, to the young boy. So everybody says, Chaim Kanievsky, so he's very, very taken by that. And he feels and finds it's a tzura worth emulating. And being a child, he thinks this is what he can be. So he stalls himself tzura, and this is what drives him. So it drives him in everything. Consciously, subconsciously, what he looks like, what he talks like, what he does, what he doesn't, and so on and so forth. If at some point the person is misyayish, either he himself realizes I can't be that, or he's in a society that doesn't particularly give much chshivas to whatever tzur he has, then he's going to have to switch. A person can't keep going in any meaningful way if a person doesn't have a tzura and a demus that he's striving for. Because be'etzem, the michlol of all his ma'isim, who he hangs out with, what he does, how he does, from small pratim to big pratim, is subconsciously modeled after tzura like that. So we have a tzelem on a level of kairos ha'nefesh, which is the tzura that a person is put as sort of who I could be. The ach b'tzelem yishalach ish means that the person is going with that tzelem that's driving him, once a person doesn't have that anymore, either he hasn't found anything worthy, or more than that, the person has been misyayish from getting anywhere. The person basically ceases to be active or existing. So that's true in any, this is a kloliistic inyan, which is true whether the demus we pick is good, bad, whatever it is. Chazal tells us, as Yerushalmi says that, and it's brought down a Yalkut on the Pasik, that Rev Gidl says that whenever a person says over a shmua mipi amroi, a person should have should picture the Baal Shmua connector. Shenema ach betzelem yishalach ish. It's part of another maimer. It's hard, not clear exactly what the signet is over there, but it says that a person is supposed to picture Torah as stretching all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. It brings a different pasuk, then it brings this pasuk over here, then Rav Gidl brings this maimer over here. What's the inyan of that? So, it doesn't say much, but I would think the following. When a person says over Dvar Halacha, and a person is saying, this is the din. So, quoting a machaba, this is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, this is what Hashulchan paskens. So that's a technical detail, useful for a knowing we pass like him, we don't pass like him. It's our minhag, it's not our minhag. Fine, that's a footnote. That's not important. There's an inyan that you may vigul loylam, that it's important to attribute something to its mechaber. It's menschlichkeit, it's courtesy. Okay. But if a person, it's interesting. Rav Gidl says that this is true only about a maimah that he says over from a person. So he's not talking about a type of maimer where Mishabura passed like this, and I need to quote Mishabura either als menschlichkeit or authority or to weigh the sheet or whatever it is. Nothing not we're talking about. We're talking about, imagine somebody that faces, he's a ger chassid, and he says, the ger rebbe did this and this. The person is a Talmud at Brisker Rav. The Rav used to do this and this. So when a person is saying that type of maimer, he's not speaking about a specific hanhaga. He's not speaking about a halacha. He's speaking about a certain hanhaga that adds up to something. Brisker Rav's hanhagas weren't piske halachas in gewissen areas. It was part of a whole tsuras adam, a whole tsura of an approach, a tsugang to Torah, to mitzvahs, to adam, and so on and so forth. So he says, when you say that, saying over just the maimer with the name is not, that's not the tachas of the maimer. That type of maimer requires a person to give a picture, the entire picture. You need to see, if a person is saying over and hagav and chazanish, and the person is saying it over because he wants to be dovug and hagav and chazanish. So it's not enough to say the Chaznish do this and this, or the Chaznish said this and this. The person needs to be mitzayer, the Chaznish, needs to be mitzayer, the mus, because what keeps a person going in Hanhagis is the mus. That's what Chazal darshan from the pasuk of Ach B'tzelem Halach Ish, that a person needs, you don't follow memras, you follow tsuris of Adam, and that's what a person follows. Those are true as far as the Nyanim of Kedusha goes. I'd like to address something on a flip side to help us understand certain Nyanim. From way back when, we struggled with the Nyanim of people being too indulgent, people being too involved in Ashiras. You go back to Takanis, Dalar Arotzis, there's every so often, whenever there's a tkuf of problems, there's always these surim and takanis about what to wear, what the bar mitzvah is, what chasnas, bar mitzvahs don't exist so much, but chasnas, this, that, on. And we tend to think of it as a certain particular bad midah, bad inyan, or whatever it is, a person has a particular taiva for an expensive silk dress, like the whatever, that would seem to be the norm over there. V'chulu. I don't think we understand enough about ourselves to understand what drives us. The Gemara says, if a woman says that, or the man proposes the woman, was aret mekudeshesli amenashani osher. I read together that I'm not starting my Ashir. What's the mass of Ashiras? So you would assume that Chazal would measure it by, I don't know, sheep, milas, all sorts of things Chazal measure it. So Chazal say, not an Ashir like Rav Lazar ben Charsima, who was an Ashir Muflug, that doesn't require a shear like that. Ela that bnei iroi are mechabdinoi soi mipnei oshrei. Bnei iroi are mechabed him for his wealth. So Chazal gave us a hagdara that when a person wants ashiras, here's a very clear case. This woman is getting married to him, al tanai that he is an ashir. So what she wants is the covet. The Maral brings a raya, for a raya to that. Maral, that Ashiras is and covet is one same. from the pasuk "Kolak Kaved Asher Asa" about Yaakov Avinu, where the Bnei Lavan said that all the money he got was from our father. It says "Kolak Kaved Asher Asa" is mimenu. So Lemaisa, he says, you see clearly, it's interchangeable. Terms interchangeable. It says "Kolay Yikum." I mean, it says that it's "Mekim Adam Al Raglov." So Ashirus has on a particular instance, it would be like a taiva. So I happen to want a particular thing and I need money for it. Fine, but if I ask a person, what is it about Ashirus that is important to you? The answer would be because it's a certain tsura. The Welt is machshiv it. I'm machshiv myself, and the Welt is machshiv, and on is chashiv kemes. He's chashiv kemes because not because he's starving to death, but because he has no tsura. He's like garbage, and so the hefach of it, an usher, because he draws kavod, has a certain tsura that becomes now something worthy. So when we're talking about Ashiras, and what drives a person to Ashiras is going to be a whole different world. So instead of dealing with this temptation, that temptation, we're really, really, so when a person is, when it's a hot day and there's a cold bottle of soda, the temptation is a craving. But when a person wants to have a very, very fancy bottle of whiskey, it's not because nafshi choshken that whiskey, but it's because it's a sense of self. And the cholistic sense of being wealthy is for the covered. I'm not talking about covered here in a, you know, because people will say or whatever it is. It's your own sense of self-worth. There's a famous, the Reb Kveger brings on the Gemara, Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim, so he brings from the Maril that he said pshat because Rabbein HaKodesh was an usher, and he wanted people to be mechaber for Ashiras and not for his Torah. So that was very cute. Okay, brings him a real. But Al Kapanim, the point is that if we're to ask ourselves, wealth in its bigger sense, and its most abstract term, it's driven by the sense of self, status. So when we try to when we put it into small change, say, yeah, because people will say, forget what people are saying. It's my sense of self and the hidden sense of how people defer to me. That is a whole new world for us. Because what's happened to us is, and understandably so is, a person's sense of self was one thing in a yeshiva. And a person can't live without a sense of self. There's no such thing. A person stops going. A person has no sense of something he can be. He's basically ready to move on to the next world. There's the ach b'tzelem is halachish. A person moves and is driven by a sense of realization of self. And if there's no realization of self, a person is not going anywhere and not doing anything. So a person, when he's young, has a sense of realization of self through pictures that were painted for him of Gedolim and so on and so forth. At some point, those things begin to evaporate. So subconsciously, I look around for a model of somebody who I can be. I can be somebody. And if I'm not going to be somebody in one world, then I'm going to be somebody in a different world. There's no way around it. So what do we do? I mean, the negative thing, nein, it's nothing, it's hevel, it's wonderful, it's hevel avolim, but what am I left with? It's a crisis the person is not even aware of, that he has that crisis, because I lived with an ambition, and that ambition is gone, so subconsciously I've picked up the vibes. I know who's considered important, who's considered chashev, and who's considered kemes. So it requires, if we want to deal with it realistically and truthfully, it requires a conscious rebuilding of a certain demus, a certain image. if a person were to find people that are not in the public limelight, but a person honestly appreciates and says, this person is an Adam Chashev, he's an Ish Emes, he's a person that's Kol Kula Erlich and Shem Shemayim. And yes, doesn't get write-ups, but I've identified it. And I can look up to it, and I can see myself. We make a lot of decisions, which business we'll go into, how much we'll dedicate to it, what do we do with the money, what's the standard of living that is appropriate for us. A person can and should meet needs. And I'm not talking about needs, again, on the level of the Chofetz Chaim. Needs, whatever it is. But the boundary between needs because my life is more comfortable to needs because I need it so that I realize myself is a thin line. And once you pass the line, it's El Dvarim Sheinam Shir, because I begin to realize that the people I thought were chashuv are nobodies, and there's a mizrach beyond the mizrach beyond the mizrach. And if I don't find a dugma and a demus that I can say to myself, this is somebody I respect, then I have a problem. And it's not easy, because we've never been mechunach for it. We've been mechunach for stories about Dalim, we've been mechunach for street talk about wealthy people. A person who's emes and Torah Gebar and does what's right and is yosher and erlich, that's not spoken about. And we have a problem. But if a person at least understands it, if a person at least understands that what's going to drive him is going to be something else. I want to tell you something I once learned from a Pashto Yid. Mikol Melamdei Hashkalti, I grew up in a very Balbatsha shul. My father was a shamus in Bialystok shul, in Lower East Side, the Lower East Side of the 50s, 60s. And people were very simple, traditional, plus, that was the range. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur night, they used to sell off psichas. And you bought a block of psichas. Behind me sat a Yid named Jacobson Chanevrach, a Pashto Yid, who had started peddling bananas, ended up being the biggest food wholesaler in New York, I think, and still lived the same Pashtas. He was a very Pashto person, had no musagim, a very quiet, nice person. Now, I don't know how, Frumi was traditional. And my father went over to him and said, Mr. Jacobson, could I offer you the psichas for tonight? It was in Kippur night. Said, how much? Said, $100. Said, Nichole. Who are you going to be mechabit? So he said, the shul had hundreds and hundreds of people. He said, walk around, and anybody wearing sneakers be mechabit with a psicha. Everybody fasted, I assume. Wearing sneakers probably were a dozen people in the shul. I was young, naive. Unfortunately, I picked up too many lessons. I told him, no, Mr. Jacob, you're supposed to give the important politicians. There were a lot of politicians to come daven there. That was like before elections in November. It's a very good setup, like in Kippur and then November. So congressmen, assemblymen, other such chashuv people would come. So he turned to me and he says, I grew up with all these people. This is garbage. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what type of people they are, but the people who wear sneakers in Kippur are very special people. And that's what I want. We have to look for it, and we have to ask ourselves, what would be a demus that I would look myself in the mirror and be proud of myself? What Tzuras Adam? The Slabodka was built all around Tzuras Adam. So if you think again, godless Adam, but the godless Adam that expresses itself by a person who's not in limelight, just that type of person, but everything about it is yosher and emes and toiv. Is a tzur that we need to create for ourselves. It says in the pasuk, as halacha brachmosei givrosei, ashabashrei, ki mezois is halah mishalo, haska b'dei oisi. What does it mean, ki mezois is halah mishalo? We should walk around, the pasuk is telling us what to be a balgaiva with. Like, you can't tell people I'm very smart, you can't tell people, but you can tell people I'm a big tzaddik. Is that what the pasuk is saying? What was the pasuk telling us? A person can't live unless he has an object of hilul. We're not talking about it showing off. We're talking about what is it that you find praiseworthy? what is the demus and the tsura that is bar hilul? And chachma in itself is not, and oisher is not, and gvur is not. Haskata oisim means the kesha have to be shalom. And like I said, this is an area, the minute we move away from Beis Medrash out, the first issue is, who are we? And what are we striving for? Everything we officially were striving for is not there anymore. So we automatically pick up something. If we wake up in the morning and roll up our sleeves and do something, we have an image somewhere down deep. We may not be conscious of it, may not want to be conscious of it. The person who's made it very wealthy and he's Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad type of person is what's driving us. But that's a very, very bad tzelem to follow, because we'll end up making a lot of decisions that are based a lot more on the Gdula part than the Torah part of it. Being able to consciously pinpoint demuyas and people that you feel this is b'zayis is halam is halal, and focusing on it and saying, you know, I hope that when when I'm finished with life, I can look back and say, this is the type of person I was. This is the tzura that my grandchildren will see. That you know, all of those milas, my tevis that I see in this person. A lot of our decisions we make, we don't connect, but it's down because of the tzelem that the person has in front of him. Ach b'tzelem yis halachish. A person keeps going because he has a certain demus in front of him. And when a person makes a conscious effort, when a person understands himself, understands what drives him in the big picture, understands the need, the urgent need, to begin to recreate a demus that he can live up to, then Bezus Hashem, if we have the things that we're mahalal with, and we have that selim that we follow with, Bezus Hashem, at least we have a chance of getting to where we're supposed to get to.